Welcome back to Wealth Health Radio. This is John Berger, your host, certified financial planner and wealth coach. Glad to have you along for the ride today. We are talking about taxes. Mark Seid is our guest, former IRS agent, and now on your side. And one of the things that, Mark, I know is a focus of your practice is what you call the love letter from the IRS or the State Board of Equalization. You like those.
I love those because for me, that's actually a chance to get back and work on the opposite side of the table from where I used to be.
Mm-hmm. And you know how that game runs.
Well, it is a game for the most part. I'm playing it because it's just doing the work by the rules. And if you know the rules, it's easier to win.
Mm-hmm. That's so true on anything in the money game. If you actually know the rules of the money game, it's a lot easier to get through to the end of it in a winning position. Folks, I'm sure, have all kinds of questions about taxes, but let's just kind of go in a general way. What are some ways people who are listening right now can save on their taxes as we roll into this next year and tax season?
Well, a lot of the stuff that we focus on in our office at this time of year is we start to meet with our clients. The year's over, so there's nothing we can really do about last year in general, but there are some things that can be done during this year that affect last year's taxes. The most common one that everyone's aware of is the individual retirement account. Mm-hmm. So if this year we're able to put in $5,000 with a $1,000 catch-up if you're 50 or over, so you can put up to $6,000 in. That doesn't have to go in until April 15th, then you can take that off last year's taxes. If they're self-employed and have some business income, we'll look at retirement plans. In many cases, that don't have to be funded until the extended filing date of the tax return, which can be up to October 15th. What we try to do is, when we're meeting with our clients now, is try to figure out, even though it's early in the year, try to figure out what this year's going to look like and plan for it so that we really don't have any surprises come tax time next year when all we can do is a couple of nominal items like an individual retirement account or some other retirement areas. We can actually do things throughout the year.
Absolutely. Planning is everything.
Not only is, you say planning is everything, but if you look at the tax laws that have passed over this last year or so, we've had 8 major tax laws, and in those tax laws, they're all about planning. They have nothing to do with how to deal with your taxes after the fact. They're designed to encourage people to spend money in the right areas, so whether it's buying new equipment versus used equipment, so you get bonus depreciation, or if it's spending money on health savings accounts, in order to fund your medical expenses. Those are the things that are anticipated that you're going to do in the tax code and hopefully even spur the economy in some of the areas.